Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 2, 1805. The river ice begins to break up. Fort Mandan has become a place of intense activity, full of hustle and bustle, you might say. Many Indians and traders are visiting, the men are all working. Everyone is preparing to leave Fort Mandan next month. Captain Clark, although very busy, still writes,
"A fine day. The river breaks up in places. All engaged about something. Mr. LaRoque, a clerk of the Northwest Company, visits us. He has lately returned from establishments on the Assiniboine River with merchandise to trade with Indians. Mr. L. informs us the N.W. and X.Y. companies have joined, and the head of the N.W. company is dead, Mr. McTavish of Montreal. Visited by Cole and several Indians. Captain William Clark, March 2, 1805.
Captain Clark always referred to the traders as Mr., but did not use that title when writing about the Engagé or French Waterman. You can always tell when Clark is busy. He uses initials and abbreviations in his entries. It's not clear what XY means. As for the Northwest Company's owner, Simon McTavish, he came to America from Invernessshire, Scotland. Before 1772, he was a fur trader in Albany, New York, moving to Montreal in 1775. He was one of the original partners in the Northwest Company in 1779. He later became the head of the company, in fact, if not in name, as his biographers put it, and perhaps the richest man in Montreal. Tomorrow, ducks flying north.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.